You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump exaggerating links between violent crime and immigration in Wisconsin over the weekend. In Prairie du Chien, Trump predicted a bleak future if Kamala Harris wins.
Your town and every town, just like it all across Wisconsin and all across our country, the heartland, the coast, it doesn't matter, will be transformed into a third world hellhole.
But the numbers show immigrants are much less likely to commit violent crimes than American-born citizens. Trump campaigns in Wanakee and Milwaukee tomorrow. Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are neck and neck in Wisconsin in the latest poll. The New York Times and Siena College say Harris leads here 49% to 47%. Wisconsin has been decided by less than a point in four of the last six campaigns. 25 Red Cross volunteers from Wisconsin are part of the Hurricane Helene relief effort in the southeastern United States. Their assignments could change at any time. In fact, Red Cross volunteers have to be on standby in case they're needed more somewhere else in the country. Pro-democracy groups are keeping up the pressure on the mayor of Wausau. Doug Dinney removed a ballot drop box out of public reach last week. Critics call the move voter suppression. Sam Liebert is with the group All Voting is Local.
This is just another part of a larger puzzle of continued voter suppression and trying to have fewer people vote in the upcoming November election.
There was a similar controversy in Beaver Dam, where the Dodge County Sheriff urged local clerks not to use drop boxes. Home prices keep going up in Wisconsin 8%, according to the latest report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association. The median price of a Wisconsin home is now $324,000. Authorities say one student is behind a series of threats made to Western Wisconsin schools last week. The threats forced Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, Altoona, Augusta, and Elk Mound schools to close. The Justice Department says it will press charges. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The final alarm ceremony took place this weekend in Wisconsin Rapids. Honored family, friends, and department members of those who have died in service gathered at the Wisconsin Fire and EMS Memorial in Ben Hanson Park for the solemn ceremony on Saturday. Our Wisconsin Rapids Fire Chief Todd Eckes and Mayor Matt Zacher spoke, among others, to pay tribute to those who have given the ultimate sacrifice in service to others. A procession traveled the streets of Wisconsin Rapids at 7 p.m. Saturday night, with red lights flashing on emergency vehicles. You can read the full article on WFHR.com. Mosquitoes are still a problem this fall, and you should take steps to prevent getting bitten. Two horses in the state have now tested positive for eastern equine encephalitis. The DHS recommends applying an insect repellent or covering your skin when outside. Gas prices continue to rise across the state. Prices increased 5 cents during the last week. The average is $3.08 today. This is still 11.6 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and over 37 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say Hurricane Helene should not broadly impact fuel production, despite the devastation left behind after the storm. Some states will see challenges in getting gasoline to stations in the affected area. Gas prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.78 to $3.03 per gallon. Wisconsin Rapids is holding an open house to discuss the downtown master plan. They want to hear your thoughts and feedback. Meetings are October 9th from 5 to 7 at McMillan Library, October 10th from 8 to 10 at Ground Up Coffee House, and 5 to 7 at Bee's Tap House, and October 11th from 8 to 10 a.m. again at Ground Up. This may be the last day of Prep-tember, but that doesn't mean you can't still explore what to do before, during, and after an emergency. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services encourages everyone to have plans in place to deal with an emergency situation. Have a disaster kit prepped with basic items household members may need. Food and water should last for at least 3 days. You should have a preset plan where to meet during a disaster if family members cannot return home. Stay alert after an emergency, as there may still be dangers. You can visit dhs.wisconsin.gov for more information. The costume exchange drop-off is happening at McMillan Library now until October 4th. You can bring in your clean and gently used costumes, labeled with a size and accessories in a bag, to the library. The redistribution event happens on October 8th from 5 to 7:30. The Wisconsin Rapids Waterworks and Lighting Commission is reminding you to update your phone number. They're having trouble getting a hold of customers when they cancel their landline or change their cell phone number. There are several useful reasons they may need to talk with you instead of sending a letter. If your water usage is very high or low, if they need to replace the water meter that's inside your home, if there's an upcoming scheduled outage in your area, or if there's an issue with your account or payment, to name a few. You can contact them at 715-423-6300 or update your account online at SmartHub. While the Packers didn't win yesterday, Wood County K-9 Bingo and Lieutenant Christensen made sure they were secure. The pair were requested to work security at Lambeau Field on Sunday. They searched for explosives in and around the stadium, as well as checking bags and containers coming in. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers fall to 2-2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Minnesota led Green Bay 28-0 at the half, but the Packers were able to move the ball and put up points in the second half before falling short against the Vikings 31-29. Quarterback Jordan Love said they didn't do enough to win.
We just didn't make plays. I think did not play well enough, personally me. And, you know, accuracy was a little bit off, a little bit shaky, and was definitely making it hard on some of the guys, which just led to us, you know, getting off the field early and not being able to put up points.
Coach Matt LaFleur said the team started slow but finished strong.
They played a lot of soft zone, a lot of soft coverage, and unfortunately we just didn't get enough completions. But I did think he looked, as the game went, it seemed to me that he looked more and more comfortable. We made more explosive plays, which is tough to do when a team's sitting back in two shell.
Green Bay heads to LA to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers get Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Badgers hockey hits the ice this week as well, hosting Lindenwood Friday and Saturday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Wisconsin native Mark Ruffalo took home a Best Documentary Emmy for his film Lakota Nation versus the United States. It all went down at the 45th Annual News and Documentary Emmy Awards last Thursday in New York City. The documentary details the seizure in 1876 of Black Hills and chronicles the Lakota tribe's fight to reclaim the land. Freddie Prinze Jr. has signed on for another installment of I Know What You Did Last Summer. This will be the fourth film in the franchise. Jennifer Love Hewitt is in talks but has not signed on to the project yet. This will be the third film of the franchise for Prinze. Another installment of the franchise had different actors and went right to video in 2006. Producers say they are hoping to have the film in theaters in the summer of 2025. If the original cast gets much older, the next installment can be called I Totally Forgot What Happened That One Summer. Lately, it seems like mega millionaires with mansions cannot catch a break. First, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez had a buyer lined up for their $68 million Beverly Hills home, only to find out the offer had been pulled. Now it's been announced that David and Victoria Beckham will have to endure construction noises due to a year-long renovation of the mansion next door. One option for the couple could be to spend time at their Miami penthouse, but Florida can be so muggy. Stay tuned for the latest on this breaking story, and hang in there, Mr. and Mrs. Spice Girl. Joel and Ellie will be back soon, according to HBO. Variety reports that the network released a preview for season 2 of The Last of Us, starring Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey. The acting duo plays survivors in the post-apocalyptic zombie derivation of the video game. Season 2 will start after a 5-year time jump in the story. Season 1 of the show took home 8 Emmys and had 24 nominations. The trailer for Season 2 can be viewed on YouTube or wherever you get your movie trailers. The premiere of Yellowstone should have more eyes on it than usual. In addition to its debut on the Paramount Network, it will replay 2 hours later on CBS. This will be the first new episode of the show in almost 2 years. This will be the show's Season 5 Part 2 premiere and will not include Kevin Costner, who is off making a remarkably similar 12-hour movie saga. The show premieres November 10th. Well, it was only a matter of time, but there is finally a movie in the works about, you guessed it, Pickleball, the pseudo sport that is sweeping the nation, will be well represented on the big screen thanks to Ben Stiller, who will direct the film set in the world of the fast-rising sport, and he'll also play a supporting role. The film will star Jake Johnson as a washed-up tennis pro, and it wouldn't be a pickleball movie without a couple of old people who will be represented by Ed Harris and Mary Steenburgen. The hips, they'll be a-breakin'. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get into the low 80s again this afternoon with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Clear tonight. A cold front will come through, a little breezy with a low of 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quite a bit cooler with a high tomorrow in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.